feel when you make the right choices? How is that different from when you make the wrong choices? Well, I'm Judy Rudlick. This is Encounter Today, and we're going to talk about choices you make and how that makes a difference in the outcome of your life. This is Encounter, so please stay tuned. My guest is Donna Gaines, and she wrote the book Choose Wisely, Live Fully. Maybe she had some choices in her life that didn't go very well, and maybe that's why she wrote the book. Let's ask her, shall we? Donna, welcome to this program.
Thank you, Judy.
Choose Wisely, Live Fully. Donna, why did you write that book? Did you have some of those unwise choice moments in your life?
I think we all have some of those. None of us grow up without making some unwise choices, but the book really came about 15 years ago when our oldest daughter was about to enter high school. And I was actually listening to a message as I was working around my house. And a pastor just in passing mentioned the two women of Proverbs. Well, it piqued my interest because I only think of one woman when I think about Proverbs.
The 31 woman.
Proverbs 31, exactly.
Right.
So I went to the Bible and realized very quickly as I read through Proverbs 1 through 9 that God had personified wisdom and folly, and that associated with these two women were blessings and curses and two very distinct paths. We determine which one we're on by the choices that we make.
Boy, that's true. Maybe you could talk about those. And they're in several places in the Bible, the blessings and the curses.
Exactly. That's what Moses told the Israelites just before they entered the Promised Land.
In Exodus,
after he
right.
reviewed God's commands. And he said, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. Choose life that you may live, you and your descendants. And Judy, that's something quite often we don't think about, that every choice we make has a ripple effect, and it doesn't just impact us, it also impacts our descendants. That's why we need to be so careful to know what God's Word says so that we can line our choices up with the truth of His Word.
That is very, very true. And you wonder about some families who just seem to never be able to get on top. That has to do with generational curses of
Absolutely.
People making the wrong choices because they've grown up with the wrong choices. So they continue the wrong choices, and it's really hard to get out of making the wrong choices.
Because that's your normal. That's what, as you said, that's what you grew up in. And the only way to break that cycle is to understand that when you come to Christ, you have a brand new spiritual DNA. And the blessings that Christ purchased for us at Calvary now rightfully belong to us. So when we begin to line our lives up with the truth of God's Word, we inherit the blessing, but we also pass that lineage of blessing on to our descendants as well. And that's my desire. That was my desire in raising our children. That's why when I went into the study and realized that God had personified these two women and the examples they were for us, I went through and highlighted every time wisdom was mentioned and all of the characteristics associated with her, and every time folly was mentioned and all the characteristics associated with her, then I made lists for both of the women. And then you step back and look at them, and wow, all the curses associated with folly, with going our own way, with living in rebellion, which ultimately leads to death. And you think, who in their right mind chooses that? And yet we all do.
Maybe you can give us some contrasts, some wise things, choosing wisely and not choosing wisely. Maybe take just a couple of them.
Sure. I think, first of all, for us as women, quite often we allow our emotions, our feelings, to lead us to make unwise choices. We make a decision based on how we feel in the moment. And I'm constantly telling women, feelings are not truth.
No,
the Word
not.
Of God is truth. And if we will make decisions based on truth, our feelings will eventually line up. You know, we've been called to the crucified life, which means if I am crucified with Christ, I no longer live. That means I can't be offended. I can't have my feelings hurt. I can't have my rights damaged because I died to that when I came to Christ. Christ is now my defender. So if I can make decisions based on the truth of God's Word, my feelings do eventually line up. And I've lived long enough to know that's true.
Well, and that's a real true thing in marriage, too, because we're
Absolutely.
Always, if we wear our emotions on our sleeves in a marriage, we won't last more than 3 seconds.
Exactly. And we need to learn how to respond in the spirit and not react in the flesh.
That's right.
And there again, that takes a death to the flesh so that the spirit can prevail.
And it's better than counting to 10.
Absolutely. Well, there's resurrection life on the other side of that crucifixion of the flesh, and that's the good news.
That is,
because God has given us His Spirit, the very Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That power lives in our physical bodies. He can empower us to do anything He has commanded us to do.
If Jesus Christ is first in our lives. If He isn't first in our lives, we won't always know about the difference of choice.
You're right. And we'll live by the flesh and live by our own reasoning and by sight. But we're called to walk by faith, based in God's Word, not on sight, not on our own reasoning. And that is what leads us into healthy relationships and an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. It's only in Christ that we're genuinely loved and eternally significant, and we can find our significance and security in Him. And then we're not sucking the life out of our spouse or children, demanding that they meet a need they were never designed to meet.
And when Jesus Christ is part of the picture of our lives, faith becomes the assurance of things hoped for, of things not seen, rather than the evidence seen, and then we know that it's true.
Exactly. And, you know, in Hebrews 11:6 goes on to say that without faith it's impossible to please Him, that those who come to God must do two things. Believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. So we must believe that God is good, that He's who He says He is, and that He's good, and He only does good. Because the enemy lies to us and tells us the opposite.
That's
which is
right.
Exactly what Folly believed. And so she tried to make life work on her own, and she was seductive and manipulative, which is exactly what we see today in media and in secular culture.
Right. Choose wisely, live fully. Maybe there are some people out there listening to this program and they're saying, I don't make right choices. And I am just living on hoping that my life will turn out okay. What can you tell those people? Give them a blueprint of where to start getting on the right track.
You know, I would just encourage them to get in the Word of God. I read through the Bible annually, and when I disciple women, I encourage them to do the same thing. In fact, that's part of our curriculum. We read through the Bible together, we discuss it, we memorize Scripture. It only takes about 15 minutes a day to read the Bible through in a year. We all have 96 15-minute segments in every day. Can we not give God 1/96 of our day to spend in His Word? And then take one more 15-minute segment and spend in prayer. Pray back to God what you've read. Ask Him to give you wisdom and insight. Lift your request up to Him. That's what prayer is. It's just communication with God. It's getting to know Him, learning how to hear His voice. And then you go out into your day already in tune with Him, walking with Him and talking with Him as you go through your day.
So if people read a copy of Choose Wisely, Live Fully, how will your book help people to get into Scripture?
Well, it gives you a format for using it. In fact, if you go to abingdonpress.com/Donna Gaines, there's a free one-year discipleship guide. It's called a mentor guide, so it's a free download. And I just encourage anyone, male or female, to get into a discipleship group, an accountability group, where you're reading through the Word of God together. And if you work through Choose Wisely, Live Fully, you can use that with your small group. At the end of each chapter, there are some questions for further thought and reflection and discussion. And also at the end of each of the chapters that deal with a characteristic of wisdom or folly, my three daughters wrote a little blog post, so to speak, at the end of each chapter, a little article telling about how they're learning that particular trait, how they're seeking to pass it on, because all three of my girls now have daughters of their own.
So they're having to teach their daughters how to choose wisely and live fully.
Yes, and these are truths that God has given so that our lives will flourish. Because God is good, and He designed life to work. But it only works the way He designed it to work.
That's right.
So we have to live
according to
His truth.
And His great love is so great for you. He doesn't want anyone to perish. Maybe some of you out there feel like your life is going astray, and you haven't gotten to meet Jesus Christ yet. You know, I feel led that we should pray. And would you pray after me and ask Jesus Christ to forgive your sins and come into your life? Because He will and He can. So if you're out there listening, I want you to pray with me. Dear Jesus, I am so sorry for my sins. I have made wrong choices. And I ask you, Jesus, to forgive my sins, forgive my past hurts, my pains, and I ask you to come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. help me to begin to make the right choices so that I can help people in the next generations to make wise choices mm-hmm. as well. Jesus, I give you my heart and my life. And Jesus, help me to know that you are real. If you prayed that prayer today, I'd love for you to get in touch with me. You can email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. I want to hear from you, and we can help you find a good home church or a Bible study to go to. And Donna's book, Choose Wisely, Live Fully, can give you some more insights, because Jesus' great love is for you. And if he had forgotten to die on the cross for you and forgive your sins, he would have come back, lived his whole life all over again to do that. Donna, thanks so much for joining me today. How can people get a copy of Choose Wisely, Live Fully?
Any of the online retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, many of the Christian bookstores carry it as well. And Judy, thank you so much for leading in that prayer, because that's how you leave the path of destruction and enter into the path that leads to life. It's through salvation, and it's through choosing Jesus every day. So
and it's
you.
By God's grace that
Absolutely.
You can be saved. Nothing that we can do, because we
That's right.
can't earn it. Donna, thanks so much. Thank you all for joining me. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.